Sachta, it'll be easy to find it. The first Gemara is Masechta Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Beis. Very interesting Gemara. We don't know what the Gemara means exactly. We have to look inside and see. We'll see the parameters of this Gemara. Not so simple. The Gemara has the following expression. A discussion of whether one Bezin checks on another Bezin. That's what we're talking about. This is actually the second Gemara. Let's first look at the first Gemara. I was trying to go in order of the Dapim, but it's wrong. This is Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. That's the first Gemara I want to show you. But the Gemara is as follows. Ein Choshishin LeBezdin Toen. We're not worried about a Bezdin making a mistake. Why? Famous expression. Beidina Basa Beidina Lo Daiki. One Bezdin is not medayik, doesn't check up on another Bezdin. So you see from this Gemara, Baba Basa Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, is an assumption that the Bezdin gets it right. And therefore, that assumption carries the day. And if Bezdin 2 was asked, should we check up on Bezdin 1? They say, no. Why should we assume that Bezdin 1 made a mistake? Okay, that's just basics. Fine. The next Gemara seems to say the other way around. What happened over there? Interesting story happened. Amalu Rava L'Rav Papa L'Rav Yudah Rebbe Yeshua. Kiosi Piska Dedina Didi. You see a psak that I, Rava, gave. L'Kamaycha. Someone shows it to you. V'chazisu Be'Pircha. You see, it's a Pircha. It doesn't make any sense. Lo Tikru'u. Don't rip it up. Ada Sisu L'Kamoy. Till you come before me. I Isli Tama Aminu L'Chu. If I have a reason to explain to you why I'm right, I'll show it to you. V'yilo, I cannot explain to you why I'm right. You convince me that you're right. Hadranabi, I'll back out. If he passes away, then it's a whole different story. You can't rip it up, because maybe if had I been there, I would have told you why I'm right. But on the other hand, you cannot follow it, as the Gemara says on the next Amud, because Ein L'Dayin El Mashe Nevros. Well, okay, that's the particular situation. So how do you reconcile the two Gemaras? Why is Rav Papa and Rav Huna looking at the Pesach of Rava? We have a rule, Beidina, the Basta Beidina, Lo Daiki. So what do you do with this? How do you explain? How do you explain this? That's a big question. How do you explain? So this is going to be key in our discussions of Halacha L'Maaseh. What do you do in these kinds of circumstances? What do you do? How do you handle a case where there's a possibility that the first Bezdin made a mistake? That's the question. So this is quoted LaHalacha in Shulchan Aruch. Do you have a Shulchan Aruch, my friend? Yeah, very good. So let's open up the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Yutes. You have yours? Okay, good. I'd like to see things in hard color and in black and white. Siman Yutes. It's all in the Mamma comes. So there's it all has to do really with a Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin that we saw last week about a psakdim which was written because one party, the Flamin Alpha Beis, said, please write down the psak for me. Okay? So it's quoted almost in passing over here in Siman Yutes. The main source is Siman Yudal. Hope to get to that a little later today. But it's found originally in Siman Yutes over here. And in Siman Yutes, it talks about a situation. Shol im echad mi baleidin sheyichtavu ha-psakdin, says the Ramah, v'derech shenizbor liel Siman Yudalet, Siv Dalet, says the Sma, as the Sma towards the end of Sivkotin Beis, towards the very end, says as follows. He quotes, we'll read it from it's the last four lines, it's in a bracket in the Sma. Kosev Adake Moshe, the same Tshuva Shebesov Chazei HaTnufa, Siman Mem, we saw this on Thursday. Chazei HaTnufa was someone who wrote a kitzur of Tshuva Sarosh. Ruin v'shimen shebol adin v'yosach men zakai, v'shuv chazer baldino v'tvo v'fnei bezen achaya. two bites at the apple. I lost in the first bezel, take it to another bezel. Ain zokok lo leri di moladin. I said, I'm not coming there. You already had one bite of the apple. I came, I won. I'm not going back again. The second bez has no business even listening to the case. The Beidina, Basa Beidina. Lo daiki. So those two phrases are used together. The first case where there's one situation in which a person who lost the first case goes to a second bezin, they should throw him out. And the explanation for it is Beidina Basa Beidina Lo Daiki. And he quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim, a Talmud of the Rosh. What did he say? Ein Talmidim, Ein Mashona Talmidim Lekroa Hapsakdin Af Sheyiru Shukshalokadin At Sheyovo Harav Sheposko. This is exactly the case of the Gemara, no? Rava knew more than Rav Papa and Rav Huna. Still, Rava could make a mistake, Hadranabi. But you can't rip it up. So, in other words, number one, you can't rehear the case. Number two, you cannot cancel the original psak. So, presumably, the first psak stands. So it appears. First psak stands, even though the people think it's a mistake. Okay, the question, of course, becomes what are the parameters of this din? So we'll look at the Pesachei Teshuvah here, Sivkot and Gimel. Quotes the Bar Hetev, the Ramah, as we saw. But in the Teshuvah Seradvaz, as cited in the Mabit, that says, quote, the Afa Gadam in Mabagamar Babasu Kuflam and Chesam and Beis, Lo Chashin Lebezin Toin, U Bezin Basa Bezin Lo Daiki, Hani Mili Bizmanehem, Avalo Idno, Daikina v'daikina. Why? Because Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the same Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the same author. Over here it's quoted from Chelek Yud Zayin, Yud Aleph, excuse me, on top, and here it's quoted from Chelek Zayin. The same. It's four chapters apart. B'shem Rashba, Huva b'beis Yosef Simon Lamites, Dihoidna lo biki kol kach bedinim, Hilkoch daikina basav bezdin. Period. So first he seems to be saying that the entire principle of Beidina Basa Beidina Lo Daiki does not apply Bizman Hazeh. Then he throws in the Koshkem Beidina Didan Shadayonim Hoyu Yechidim. He's a Dan Yechidi as opposed to a Dan Bezin of Shlosha, so it would appear. He quotes the Tumim, the Urak to the Urim, Sivkot and Gimel, who quotes it, and he quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Hashem of the Rajba, is found in Shulchan Aruch, Sim Lamates, Sif Yud Aleph, but the Yisach Shach disagrees. So let's take a look at both sides in the Shulchan Aruch, Sim Lamates, Sif Yud Aleph, and see the Shach. Some of you may have it. I'll put it on the screen. My Shulchan Aruch ends at Sim of Zion. I have the fancy one. We can all see it over here. Halva. Let's take a look. Here we go. Shtaro do shiyotza v'lohoya kosebo amalanu kisu v'chisu v'tnulo hareza koshe. Why? Sh'ilu lo amalahem kisu v'chisu v'tnulo lohoyu nosnim v'yesh omim sh'asofim sh'bizman hazeh choshishim. Oh, you see, clear that we do check up nowadays. We do check up. The question, of course, becomes, do we always check up? Or is it only in this kind of a situation that we check up? Maybe only in this kind of a case. Let's see what the Shach says. And a similar case where it didn't say what it's supposed to say. Kaimalon de lebezn toan lo chashinon. So the Shach seems to say that even bisman hazeh, we apply the principle of lebezn toan lo chashinon. But in the case we described before, we saw the Shulchan Aruch over here, where the Shulchan Aruch said in Sif Yud Aleph, that we are concerned that they made a mistake. Right? Maybe he didn't tell them. Because it's supposed to say, Kisvu v'chismu utnuli, but it didn't say over here. Didn't say it. That's also a reyesa. So when is a reyesa we're afraid they made a mistake? No reyesa? We don't. Even bizman hazeh. Take a look back at Pischei Tshuva. He quotes Tshuva's Afkas Rochel, written by Moran HaBeis Yosef. He says the Tshuva of the Radvaz. Apparently, this Tshuva of the Radvaz is not found in the Radvaz anywhere, because it's only quoted indirectly from both from the Mabit and the Beis Yosef, who were contemporaries. And they both quoted the Radvaz, who was, I think, a bit earlier. The Kos of Ben Advekim, Magom HaBeis Yosef, in the middle of the Tshuva of the Radvaz, Shemechalek Anki Yosef HaVizel Lashonah. Omer Yosef Karo, Lo Dok, Lo Omer Ken Erashbo Elad Kedin Ahu Shehuzar. Strange, it looks like it's a mistake. Avol B'Shar Dinim, Gam B'Zman Hazeh, Lo Daiki B'Asa Beidina. B'Ze Poshe B'Tshuva Sarash B'Shek Osata B'Beis Yosef. U'ma Shekos B'Shar Dayan V'O Yechidim, Me'acha Shemekablam Aleim Shem B'Bezdin, Lo Daiki B'Asrai. Again, even if it's a Yochid, doesn't matter if the Mekabel, we assume that he got it right, didn't make a mistake. Yeah. I was reading before the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Lamed Tes Sif Yud Aleph,
right.
And the Shach was in Sifkot Lamed Vav,
right.
And then I'm back down Pischei Tshuva in Siman Yud Tes Sifkot and Gimel. That's where I'm reading. Same Pischei Tshuva that we started from. He's the one who referred us to Siman Lamed Tes. Okay, so far Abosai, so good. Good, so far so good. And as a matter of fact, there is a Sho'al U'meshiv. I think I tried to show you. Oh no, we didn't get this far. This is a Sho'al U'meshiv in Chelek Gimel. Okay, I'll tell you the exact siman in a second. We'll look it up inside. Hold on. Remember, we know we have Gimel. When we tried to look last week, we doubted it didn't have. The Gimel we do have. Chelek, hold on. So I'll show you the Tshuva Sho'al U'meshiv. He said, if you don't say this distinction, you can have a stira within Rabbeinu Yeruchim himself. Which we sort of picked up already. Take a look. It's only Aleph through Gimel, but okay. But luckily, we're in Gimel now. When Magula Tisah, Chelek Beis. Here we go. Shoo, just made it. Watch what he says. You ask me a question. Ma'ot mihani. Milvad de'ein lehoshib sak li'echad mi balei dinim ke'mavua b'choshim mishishim m'yudzayin sefei. In general, a rav is not supposed to answer one party. We spoke about this at great length. Okay? But besides from that, we just saw the chazei ha'tenufa. Kol shebo le'din v'yosu echad me'em zakai v'choza bal din v'tvo b'fnei bezen acher eino zoku le'erim o le'din. And the Daki Moshe quotes it, Shiva Sarash, Beidina Basa Beidina Lo Daki, quotes the Sma, we just saw. Can Efo Mayucha Laso Slow? What can I help you? Kreshek Vayosa Shani Zakami Bezin Kashakosa Maloso. A guy lost rights to the Sho'al U'meshiv. Please get into it. Are you kidding? I can't answer this question. You're lost! Hein Emes. The Beshut Afkas Rochel, Kosa Beshem Radvaz. Quoted by Beni Yeruchim and the Rashi B'Tshuva. Quoted by Yosef. B'zman Hazeh Lod B'ki B'dini. Apet Basa B'dini Daiki. But the Beis Yosef says no. He says Dafka, but also Din Shadon Rashi B'nin Odisa the Lokos of Amalei Kitzova V'tnu. The Gam Safri the Rav Elohayo B'kin. Who the cause of the Rashi became? Amalei B'shar Dinin. And you have to say that way. Dim Lokain. Here it is. Dibra Beni Yeruchim Tzas Sosrim. What's quoted B'shmo? In other words, we saw two Rabbeinu Yeruchims. Those who have the, and here in Siman Yutes, the two Rabbeinu Yeruchims. One is quoted by the Smat end of Sifkot and Beis, that the Talmidim can't rip up the Psak, right? They can't. I mean, the first Psak stands. The second Rabbeinu Yerucham says, nowadays, Bezin's not Baki. It's a bit of a steer within Rabbeinu Yerucham. Afshe Shechalek ben Bezin the Talmidim. Maybe the Bezin can rip it up, but not Talmidim. No, the truth like the Beis Yosef. Well, the Beis Yosef says, in general, we assume that the Bezin's not going to make a mistake unless we see it as a Reisa. And the Tumim didn't have the Afkas Rocha yet. Okay, so that's the answer according to the... So if I can't answer you, I can't answer you. But by the way, I'll whisper to you, incidentally, that he had it right. He had Yafahora. And you, my friend, and other Moruch Ovli Atzmo, even though you're my good friend, he says, he gives you his name. Woo! Tells his name, Meir Nechel Agon Amuvuk of Tzvi Hirsch. Even you, who are a big, great man, you don't see that you lose. No one can see that he really loses. That's it. They can't find... It's a famous story of the Shach himself. There's a story. It's printed, the story. That the Shach was once involved in a Din Torah. And he was involved on a certain side. And then one of the rabbinical attorneys pulls out a book on the other side. Says, I have a new sefer. It proves that I'm right. What's the name of the new sefer? Shach. And he opens the Shach, and the Shach says, prints that what the Shach said is wrong. So the Shach, you see how great it is? If you're a Nogei B'Dover, I wrote myself in the sefer against me, and I forgot all about it because I was an interested party. That story is printed. But now we come to some, we'll call some modern day poskim. I'm going to tell you a great, this is an unbelievable real case which happened. And we know the parties. We know the parties. It's amazing. Igros Moshe. Moshe Feinstein, everyone knows Igros Moshe. Who doesn't know Igros Moshe?
Is this only due to the theorem? He says that.
Yeah, so that generally speaking, the din is that we do assume the first person got it right, unless it's something which is a red flag, something that's fishy, that they left out a text which is supposed to be there, right? They didn't say such and such. Those cases we had in Simulama tests. Only in those cases do we say the second person will check up to see what the facts were. Look at this. It's written, Yud Zayin Tevis, Yudi Rav Agon Amafursim, Rav Taitz, Abezin de Elizabeth. The name that everybody knows. Right? You know the Rav Taitz? You heard the name Rav Taitz from Elizabeth? Fair, Rav Taitz from Elizabeth. Rabbi Blau's father-in-law. He was considered a tremendous Talmud Chacham. His son is now the present Rabbi in Elizabeth. And it's a very famous family. It was a Din Torah about the school. You know, it was a school back in 1952. It was a school, I think it's called now JEC, right? Elizabeth, it's a famous school. Rabbi Taitz started a school, and there was a fight. A Din Torah, Achar Psak Din Shal HaBezin, Shehoise Yeshivas Bezin, Beheskim Shnei Atzadim, V'gam Hoya B'Kinyon Suda, L'Tzayas Mashi Yotzim HaBezin, Bein L'Din Bein L'Peshim, Holeka Klal Din Shenizchayev Lichtov Atamin. Let's go back to Simon Yudalat, as we saw already last week. Rav Moshe's quoting the Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look. Rav Moshe says, as we see in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Yudalit, Sif Dalit. Okay. Yesh omim dafka im donav also ayde kfir, writes the Rambam. If I force you to come before me, Abba Balav Hochi, they agreed to come to a certain Bezdin. En kol svilo, v'chein ikar, says the Sma in Sivkotin, what they call Chav Hei, it's something called Chav Dalet. Abba Balav Hochi en kol svilo, temeyachat dik shekibol osam ledayonim stam, lav kol kemine lachzle mi piskeye. Get an impression that they can't even back out if they want. The mevakesh tam adin vada yomudo, they'll tell him. Shrei afilu zeh shiron bezen shechoshno so v'lobikesh tam kvon izbar d'tzvichon hodil latam. So even if you see they suspect you, you have to tell them. Kavachomer, if they ask you, you have to tell them. They don't have to write it down. What's the purpose of writing it down? write it down so some other person is going to look at it, so you'll back out. Here, you can't back out. The Rishma seems to be saying, since a Bezdin was accepted by both parties, I read it went, Lav kol kemine lav zlimi piskeim. Right? You can't back out even if you want. That's what it sounds like in the Rishma. That's how you read the words? It sounds like to me. See how Rav Moshe quoted it. Look what Rav Moshe says. Rav Moshe says, you know, there's no need to write the reasons if they both agreed to come to the Bezdin. This, of course, as we see, is a Ramah, but the Ramah is a source. Ramah didn't make it up himself. No. We saw the Tarsus last week. Now let's see it in the Mordechai. The Mordechai is on the Maram Mekomos also. Simen Tov Shin Tes. Let's see it together. It's a Chazara. Last week we saw it in the Tarsus. Now we'll see it in the Mordechai. Tov Shin Tes. Okay, everyone has? Tov Shin Tes in my print is on page Zion. Should I put it on the board? If you want, I'll put it on the board. Huh? You have it? I'll put it on the board?
No, I haven't.
You have it? You don't have it?
I have it.
Is there extra Gemara here in the room?
Yeah,
there's one. Okay. The Mordechai Simen Tov Shin Tes. Kofen also b'don v'ira. Okay, that's what it says. If you force a guy to have the din Torah in his town, he can't go somewhere else. Mashma hacha. The lova lo moti kayef l'malva lelech l'mokam avad. The lova can't force the malva to go to another place. Ayin says in the Baba Kama, daf kuf yubayz and mitbayz, afilu lova moti kayef l'malva and b'mekavim eden shlova f'nei baldin, etc. Yesh lomar. Hosan b'shneim tovim zezeh. Okay, different case. We'll come to that as our next discussion, not for today. Inami, hod dekama kofen osav adon beiro hayna dafka kshiyadua lanu shezeh malva vezalova. Kol mo de mitzas oto in parati. Avol amalo hayvam meolam lo shayach l'nei makan evadol shmalva. I've never met you before. I mean, you're gonna make the schlep to another town? Forget it. Okay, so that's really not our topic for today. V'nira l'ri the tanas shelabez nagodol kazilna. Nitba Motzilime Marochi Velo Toveya. One second. Yeah, I'm reading the wrong place. Forgive me. I'm reading Tov Shin Tes. I should be reading Tov Shin Ches. All this is relevant, but not for today. Okay. Tov Shin, my mistake. Tov Shin Ches. Imam Akish leave me Eza Tam Dantuni. Nishal Rabbeinu Meir. Imyesh Zman Ledover. Ad Kame Yochel Lom Akish leave me Eza Tam Dantuni. Till when? But kama yochel lifts the Torah din. Till when can you ask that it should be reversed? Bim tzarach loma b'fnei dayonim davko afili shlo b'fnei. Hey shim nirali. Lo kavu chachamim shum zman ledover. Kiditnan kol zman shim maybe raya sosur as a din. A din can go back forever. Hachinami kol zman shi yomol le dayonim kis fuli meizadam dantuni kosin v'nosin lo. Pir shabena tam. But the kosin v'nosin tam dantuni davko shnayim chenis atzmu b'din. Echad haya omeg nidun kan. Vechad haya omeg nelcha beis avad. Kofen also of Adonbi, with the most on the Flamin Alphabet base. From the Schaev, Oz, the guy lost, Yachal Locha Faloma, Kisun, they made Sam Dantuni. Look, you forced me to come here. Now I lost. Hey, give me the reason. Avon the Sratu, Shneem Adonbi, they both agree to go to this Bezdin. Ain Sarach Lichta, Mesa Tam Dantuni. You don't have to write anything. Viraya, with the low Kabina and the high Milsa, Ella Benisatsmu. Our Gemara is referring to a case where they were forced out and they forced him to come to the Bezdin. It's implicit that if they didn't force him to come to the Bezdin, he has no right to say Mezat Ham Dam Tuni. Old Raya, he perik haribis, that's in Ezan Neshech, Samach Tassin Bava Metziah, Kabehanu Trekusoi, Chazinon, the Kol Bosa Didi, Kosi Mam. Remember the Gemara from on Thursday? That they split the money and he said it's okay. They split a donkey, he said it's not okay. So the guy lost twice. So he looked at him funny. Says the Gemara, Ki Ivadai Tsarach Lo Due. It's two pshat, what does it mean? One pshat has nothing to do with us. You have to, before you want to split the donkey, you have to tell the other guy. That has nothing to do with us. So that's the Yesh Abba Matar, it's above the Matar. According to the other pshat, no. He's saying the dying must tell the parties they shouldn't suspect him. The guy lost twice, if he thought it was exactly the same din, you have to explain what the difference is. Mashma Dafka Ki Hai. Sheik Tasa Dinimo Shekhoshto the Dayan. Because after all, in case A, you paskined in favor of the guy who split the money, and in case B, you paskined against the guy who split the donkey. So I had explained to him why a money and a donkey are different from each other. But otherwise, stam a single psak where there's no previous record, you wouldn't have to explain. But there's no reason to of suspicion on one party that he's praying favorites. Ain't sarok lefarash lo batam. So you don't have to. So the chort's a raya brura. No. Omnam yesh litchos. It's not a raya brura. Dochi kama. Vadai ki hai. In the case where there's grounds for suspicion, because you have two seemingly identical cases. First he split money. Then he split a donkey. And in one case he said the one who split is right. In the second case the one who split was wrong. So the guy suspects he's a playing favorites. Then, afalp, shein hashom is a tam dantuni, you still have to tell him the reason. Aval acher, but another guy where there's no grounds for suspicion, then you don't have to be proactive and tell him a reason. Nonetheless, ishal in v'lo shalo. But if he does this, then maybe you have to read right. Meiz atam dantuni. There's no proof positive that this psak is correct, but the psak is in fact found here in the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Yudal and Sifhei. And Rav Moshe makes reference to it. Take a look again. Holeka klal dinshin is chayav lichtov atamim at all, because they came together. They came on their own. Shnei tzadim. Now let's chazer again. Pray tell, what's the reason they have to write things down? I'll tell you about Peh. Why should I write things down? The answer is clear, that the guy wants to show it to somebody. And who are you going to show it to? What? A bezin of lesser caliber? Of equal caliber? So who says, my old mehai mehai, why is the second better than the first? The answer is, you're going to show it to someone who's of a greater caliber. Open the Gemara Sanhedrin, to daf lamed aleph from the base. That's where this whole thing comes from. Rabbi Osa, give a look. Lamed aleph from the base in Sanhedrin. What does it say? Take a look. Rabbi Osa, the Gemara is the last two narrow lines. Shnayim shenistatzmu b'din echadam anadim b'kam echadam anadim lochem avad kofen osa v'dan b'iro. Okay, that's the initial case. You want to ask a question by the higher court, Beis Avad. What is a Beis Avad? Rashi says Beis Avad. What is Beis Avad? Rashi says Beis Avad. Rashi says a tokef bal din kosher matriach as chaver ben rotz la chaver lodin kan mokum vad tamidei chachamim arbe. She is a bosh man. They're the greater tamidei chachamim. Everyone agrees that they're greater tamidei chachamim. So then you have to ask them. You see, you send them a letter and they'll send back the answer. The mama kisu beis ham dantuni kosvin. If he asks, why did you judge me? You have to write down why you judged him. And what are they going to do with it? What's the purpose of writing down what? What's the purpose? And Moshe, what's the purpose? It's clear from the Gemara. The purpose is to show it to the Beis Havat, the greater Talmid HaChachamim, and have them evaluate it. Maybe they'll say that the first bezin is wrong. But the assumption over here is that less man the polar, there's no disagreement that there is a Beis Havad, that there are greater Talmid HaChachamim in another location. Okay? The Rambam happens to quote this in the context of bezin agodol literally. His Beis Havad means the bezin agodol in Yerushalayim Sanhedrin agdol. Nonetheless, the Rambam seems to say it applies even today if it's a recognized bezin agodol. So, Rav Moshe, uvifrat bisman hazeh, shalekah bisman hazeh, bekan, Bezdin Anechshev Bezdin Godel. There's nobody. There's Manazer, Rav Moshe is writing in 1952. There's no Bezdin that can say it's considered by definition of Bezdin Godel. Now, if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Yud Dalet. In Simen Yud Dalet. Give a look. In Simen Yud Dalet. Take a look. Sif Aleph from the beginning. Quotes the Rambam, it's basically quoting the Gemara. Give a look, please. Give a look. Loshen Rambam is in Hilchos Pergvav and Hilchos Sanhedrin Alochavav. What did Rambam say? Shnayim shenisatzmu b'din zeh amedidun kan zeh amedidun dalah the bezin agodol mamish the bezin agodol Yerushalayim kofen osa v'dan b'ira I'm a kiss with nul meizad am dantuni. And Rambam explains why. Shema to Isa. Made a mistake. Kosvin v'nosuno. And what in the world is he going to do with it? What's he going to do with it? What's he going to do with it? Presumably, the Gadi Yerushalayim to the Bez Nagadol, and Shalom, they'll say he made a mistake. Okay? Fine. So the question is, Bizman Hazeh, does this principle apply? Does the principle apply? Yes or no? The Rambam so far has it, as it's quoted in Sif Aleph verbatim. We're talking about literally a Bez and Hagadol. Look further about saying until the end of Sif Aleph. See, that was very long. And this towards the end of Sif Aleph, or the middle, I should say, it's a very long Sif. V'chein Adin. This is in the Rambam Halacha Tes. And if you look in the Baragola, it says above, that's where I'm showing it to you. Bizman Hazeh. She'ein Sham Bez and Hagadol. We don't have such a concept. Ramah. V'yesh Omim de Bez and Choshev Shebechol Dor V'adol V'yimashahu. Mikri Bez and Hagadol. Maybe even Bizman Hazeh. We have something which is in effect called a Bez Din Hagadol. Okay, which is not the Bez Nagadol literally in Yerushalayim, but such an idea. And where does this come from? For the next, that's the Ramah. Comes from the Chabad Vayta. Ava Yesh Mekomos Bosa Medina Sheish Bem Chachamim Gedolim Mumchim L'Rabim U'Mekomos Sheishem Tamidim She'enam Kemosa, which means this is what we call the Beis Havad. The Beis Havad means a place where there are greater Talmid HaChamim located, right? Again, the same thing applies. It has a similar status to Beis Nagodol, Makam Havad, and therefore presumably would have a similar status with respect to our Halacha as well. Namely, you can show it to the Beis Havad and the Beis Nagodol, and they can slug up the first Beis. Says Rav Moshe. Now, that's in time of the Shulchan Aruch, time of the Rishonim. In 1952, there's no such animal. There's no Bez Nagadol. So therefore, what he's basically saying is, even in a case where you'd force someone to hear it, to have a Din Torah, and if you force someone to sit by a Din Torah in town, then he has a right to make the Bez and write the reasons down, to show it to a Bez Nagadol. There's no Bez Nagadol as man as there in America. It doesn't exist. Between you and me, maybe men, no one bigger than Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe wanted to toot his own horn. There was no one bigger than Rav Moshe in 1952, which, since I was a baby, 1952, I hadn't started first grade when Moshe wrote the shuva Yud Zayin Tavis Tavshin Yud Beis. So I was probably in preschool or something like that. So I couldn't vouch for that. But from what I wrote from later on, there was Rav Moshe. We know Rav Moshe lived another 30 something years. He became gadol. But even then, it was a better grade than Rav Moshe. No. No. Okay. V'apsakdenu b'tokvo. Look at this now. V'lo anachnu, v'lo shum bezin acher, yicholon levatlo. Not like another bezin, not cancel it. We can't. Rabbi Tait comes to Rav Moshe to change his mind. So Rav Moshe, even if I change my mind, too late. I can't even back out myself. I think he got it from the smile that we saw in Siman Yutes. The smart said that not only can others not cancel the psak, but even those Zion themselves don't have the ability to cancel it. Isn't that what we saw? Where did we see it? We saw that in Siman Yudalit. In Siman Yudalit, the Sma said in Sivkot and Chof Hei that if it's accepted by both parties, the Meyacha Shekibul of Osam the Dayanim Stam, Lav Kol Kamine, Lav Zami Piskein. Right? That means that even the Dayanim themselves can't back out. We'll give you a reason, Baal Peh. But just to make you feel good, because you'll start arguing with us and you convince us that we're wrong. We can't even back out if we want. So it would appear. So Rav Moshe writes.
Don't you say that there's a reis though? Is he asking if there's a reis at all?
So the question, of course, is going to be, Rav Moshe, tell me, Rav Moshe didn't know Baba Basra Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Beis. Rav did back out. How can Rav Moshe say we can't back out? The Smach seems to say you can't back out. What do you mean? The Mefurash Gemara and Baba Basra Kuflama, you can't back out. Rava backed out. Hadranabi. If Rav Papa was less than him, we'll tell him that he made a mistake and he'll concede the point. He will back out. So how can Rav Moshe say we can't back out? It's Achpil Eploim. What's going on? Isn't that a great kasha? Leave a Moshe out of the equation. Sma says, Lav kol kemine la'achzim pisgah. They cannot back out. It's against the Gemara. Rabbi said he would back out. I'm asking you, Rabbi. I say, if you saw the Maamar Kamos, how'd you figure this one out? What's the pshat of it? So before we get to the answer to that question, it's a very, very important question, let's take a look at a little bit more analysis of what's happening over here. Now, both sides, we have some problems over here. What's the problem? It's just simple textual analysis of Simon Yudalat Sivtalat. It starts by saying, Yesh Omrim, Shimroa Hadayan Shebaldin Choshto Shenot Hadin Kenegdo, because you're passing against him twice in what seems to be the same case by the Kusoi, but we'll see it after Samachtes. Soroch Lo Dio Mezatam Dono Afilim Lo Shah. Toysus, the Mordechai we saw today, Tom Shimches. Says the Ramo, here's the card line. For Kol Shkain, Im Omer Kisvili Mezatam Dantuni. Even if he says nothing, you see, he suspects you, you're required to tell him. How much more so, if he asks you, Mezatam Dantuni, Beferish, you have to tell him. Says the Sma, this is not simple. The Sma, Rabosai, let's take a look at all the Smas here in the Yudalad Dalad. What does the Sma say? Shebezl Choshto. V'davka b'mokam dika lachshon modinanay. B'mokam b'lek lachshon. V'mulagleg. Fakert minadinanay. If the guy has no basis to suspect you, and he accuses you for no basis of playing favorites, you put him in cheirim. You don't respond to him with reasons. You just put him in cheirim. On that very same daf in Bava Metzia. Keep that in mind. Next ma. The kol shkeinim omam kisvli meizatam dantuni. The fianira kosher. Lo havela the name of his eloshan kol shkein. To ainim shovim. Smazi li poshe psha. The bishahu choshed hadayan. If he legitimately suspects the judge, shmechabe sivdalet, based on the case of the kusoy, where he passed him two apparently opposite psak in both against one same Baldin, the same Baldin. Yeah. Oskadela Fuki Navshe Mechashad. Sorach Lodia Psak Milsa Betime. You have to actually give the reasons verbally. E looks O Mekislu Mesatam Dantuni. Ain't Sorach Lodia of Luchtov Tama Psak. Ela Tanas. Kumosha Masik Maramzal. What does it mean by Ramzal? Stop right here in the Sma and turn to the Ramah. The Ramah says, we have the Kolshke. Then the next thing in the Ramah is only if this Kfiyah, otherwise not. And then it says in the Ramah, what we saw in the Mordechai, there's no time limit. But then it says in the Ramah, Ven ein trichen licht of lo atanas varayos, rakos vun lehen atanas apsakdin. That's all you have to write. No more than that. Where does that come from? To the Mukhe Yosef, Rabosai, everyone looking so hard to refresh our memories. It's Yudam and Aleph in the old Dapim in the Mukhe Yosef. And it's, I think, Chavov, if my memory serves me right, in the new Dapim of the Mukhe Yosef. Okay. Here it is. Kosvin Venosnin. It's the first line in the Yudam and Aleph. And it's on the top left in Chavov. Lav le mema shiichtu lehem atamim v'arayos. Shechivu also b'shvilah. No, el shalchan stam ploni toan kain. The ploni toan kain. When we talk the ve'am nirul ano shadin and ploni, ubezn shemamokom avad heim yedu me'ezatam. They'll figure out themselves who's right and who's wrong based upon the facts that are presented before them. And the Sma says it so poetically in Sivkot Mchavov. The chol bezn yofek sheshomen atanas yodin lefsok alehen. The Torah achas lekulanu. We will have one Torah. Okay? So in that case, Rabbi Osai, all you have to do is write down the claims and the facts with no reasons. Here, in the Mechaber in Siv Dalid, you have to tell him, not write, the reasons. They're two different cases. In one case, you have to tell the reasons. In the other case, you have to write down the facts. So what are you making koshkens from one to the other? At the kash of the Sma, back in Sivkot and Chavdal. It's a great kash. The Tzorach Lomar, the Mishamachi Kotzav Vekoshkin. What do you mean? Nay. Shezeh Sha'omer Kisvuli Eino Mavakesh Tameh. Now looking for the reasons. But Ayre Gamkein, the Mishiodea Kvar Tamadayon. He knows their reasons. Elisha Eino Nichnas Bi Oznov. It doesn't go into his ears. You know why? Because he lost the case. Umisvakeach Imoy. Shlo Danu Dinemas Lamito. He thinks maybe they made a mistake. Umivakesh, here he goes. This is a very transparent agenda over here. Umivakesh lishol sp bezdin hagodol mehem. He wants to ask a greater bezdin, not bezdin hagodol mishalayim. It doesn't exist anymore. A bezdin greater than them. Now, who's going to determine that it's greater than them? If you ask me, they have to admit it's something greater than them. Rav Moshe doesn't admit it. There's no bezdin greater than us. It wasn't gaiva. We were just saying, all but they're created equal. I'm not saying it's better than anybody else either. There's no clearly recognized bezin greater than any other bezin in America in 1952. That's what Rav Moshe writes. And that's what this. But here, when there was a presumably universally recognized greater bezin, that's his agenda, to show it to them. Okay, watch this now. V'yitzias hidei shamayim v'chova sabrius ahai eino ela sheyichtivu lo tanoseinu piskeinu. There, all you have to do is write the facts and the psak. V'havale kol shekein. That is a kol shekein. What does that mean? Uma zeh shelo diver ubikesh klum. This fellow said nothing. Just the judge sees that he's suspecting him. Nonetheless, tzarech lo tzeisim oyedei shemayim lefin yano. What's a fin yano? Given the reasons verbally. Kol shekein, zeh shebikesh mehem, zeh shetzrich lotzeis imo yidei shemayim lefi inyono, which is what? To write down the facts in the psak. So it's not the same result. Everything is lefi inyono. That's how the smah gets out of the problem. What was this question? They're two different results. In one case, you say the reasons. In other case, you write the facts. L'korav zeh l'zeh. Says, you're right. All it means is, if you have to do what you have to do to satisfy someone who said nothing, just look at you funny. Kavachom, you have to do what you have to do to satisfy someone who demands something. But what you have to do is something different in each case. That's how the Sma explains this otherwise difficult kolshke. Everyone with me so far? So far. So far. Good. So far, above saying, so good. So far, so good. Fine. This is what he says. Now, how Rav Moshe get out of the Gemara in Baba Basra? So I want to show you the answer by showing you what the Nemuka Yosef says on that same Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara links won't work in Baba Basra because it's on the riff, right? I don't think it's going to work. We will try it. I don't think it's going to work. See? No, it doesn't work because it's not on the Gemara, it's on the riff. Okay, so nothing lost. We'll go back here. Let me get rid of this. And we'll look at the. No. This is ridiculous. I need this. Yeah. Is it Mukhi Yosef here, or it doesn't exist?
It's under the riff.
Oh, it doesn't exist separately?
Yeah.
Okay, riff and Osei Kela. Oh, the last one. Okay. Baba Basra. I got the right page number. Luckily, I wrote the page number down here. Otherwise, you can't figure out anything else is. It's page. Nun Chesem Beis, I think. Let's see if it's right. Pircha. Ah! The word Pircha, you remember, is found in the Gemara, right? Rav says to Rav Papa, if you find a pircha, show me, and I'll back out. Says the Nemuka Yosef, she'en nira lehem kitoe b'dvar mishnah. That Rava, believe it or not, was a toa b'dvar mishnah. the kaimala the hader dina. Vahainu the kama vi lesli tamo hadranabi. The libatol bashikaladas, hakaimala and Sanhedrin of Aleph, the kam dina. Vafilu lo akash me tamo, lo hader be le mikre. If you prove to Rava that he's wrong, he still can't rip it up, and the psakdin stands. Where are these expressions? Are these words of hader dina and kam dina you won't find in Sanhedrin Davav? We learned it in Davav a while ago. Let's take a look again. What does it say, Rabosai? It's Sanhedrin Davav and Aleph. About the 10th line, 12th line. Ilema Tobit Var Mishnah. V'omer Rav Sheshes Tobit Var Mishnah. Choser. Ela B'Tobit Shikol Adas. Okay. So then the question is, maybe you wouldn't be choser. Okay. So here's the vart, Rabosai. The vart is that the only time that you can back out if you, Rava, admit that you were Toeh Bidvar Mishnah, and then you back out. Here's the answer, Pshat and Rav Moshe's Tshuva. No one accused Rav Moshe of being Toeh Bidvar Mishnah. Once he wasn't accused of being Toeh Bidvar Mishnah, he can't back out if he wants to. I think in Baba Basra Kuf Daf Kuf Lam, look at Mukhe Yosef, only referring to a case where Rava would say, admit that he was Toeh Bidvar Mishnah. Rav Moshe wasn't ready to admit he was Toeh Bidvar Mishnah. He wasn't even accused of being Toeh Bidvar Mishnah. That's my answer to this question. I think it's the correct answer. Meridik. I think it's the correct answer. Oh. As a matter of fact, let's take a look at Bosai in Shulchan Aruch. Simen Yud Zayin Sivches. Simen Yud Zayin Sivches. We saw this a little bit last week, a week before. Take a look. Dayan Shadon Din. Velibo Nokpo. His conscience bothers him. Pirish Makeu Venechwa Pekirbo. His heart is banging on him. Lomar Shutoe. Lo Yachzik Dvarav Lohavi Rios Lamidam Shubo Shlachzor. You're embarrassed to back out. If you made a mistake, you should back out. Back out? How are you going to back out? How are you going to back out? One pshat is, you back out, you say, I was Toeh Bidvar Mishnah. I was Toeh Bidvar Mishnah. Finished. Toeh Bidvar Mishnah. Toeh Bidvar Mishnah. So, otherwise not. Pashas, it's that way. It's interesting. The question is, once the Din Torah is over, let's say he decides to back out. Tell me, the party who won, is he required to believe him now? No. He lost his jurisdiction. He was given jurisdiction by the parties. Okay? The Psakdim was given. Now it's a year later, and his conscience bothers him, and he's going to somehow say we made a mistake in Dvar Mishnah. The first one, they'll say, sorry, Rabbi, your jurisdiction is over. The case is over already a year ago. I'm not going to, you want to back out? You want to pay the other guy? Not from my pocket. Pay from your pocket if you want. That's what it appears. Let's look at the Kovetz of Poskim. That's what it seems like he says about this. Oh, so now, we have this following very, very important dispute. I'm going to try to say a couple of sources. It's hard for me to give you all the sources, but let me quote from you. I told you this has a very beautiful series called the Divrei Mishpat. The Divrei Mishpat was put out by the Machon Devora, hence Divrei Mishpat, most of Shiraz Devora. If you had the Malone Devora in Tel Aviv, it was owned by a rich family, and they decided to make a kollel. But I told you the story. I stayed there one night, because there was a bar mitzvah there. I was just come from Russia, a whole story. Back in the early beginning of 89, and I went to look for a minion the next day. Yeah, there's a cold curler in there. They put out the tours. That was a miracle. The new tours was a miracle. It came out quickly, no machloikis initially, and no delays. The guy must have given a Knoll family from Israel and Venezuela. They must have paid for the whole thing. They're the ones who look at the address. Devorah Publishing, 87 Ben Yehuda Street, Tel Aviv. That's Malone Devorah. Gets the money for the hotel, pays for the safe, for the tour, pays for the Israel. I'm very happy to help support the hotel. My nephew was, my mitzvah was there. Okay? So here, in the very first volume, which what year did it come out? Tov Shin Nun Vav. It's 20 years old. They have an article by Rabbi Landesman, who was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, was dying in Muncie. I just spoke to him just a few minutes ago. Very chashuv Talmud Chacham. He discusses the question of there's a bezin and there's a claim that the bezin made a mistake, and how do you what do you do? Halacha lemaisa. So I'm going to read you just very briefly. You can look it up later if you like. I'll tell you the page numbers. It goes from page Reish Tes to page Reish Yud. Okay, and then we're going to see further sources how they accept or reject this. This is Chelek Aleph. Divrei Mishpat Chelek Aleph, the bottom of page Reish Tes is actually in a brackets. Quotes, Ein Bezdin, one Bezdin can't hear for what another Bezdin means. Says Rav Landesman, Ein HaKavana Lishlol Mi Bezdin Sheni Shum Minis Arbas Binyan Ad Kedei Lihimona Mi Lahoyer Dover LeBezdin Rishon. The second Bezdin can't whisper in the first Bezdin's ear, guys, you made a mistake. Ela Kavana Shlo Yizdakeku L'Tovas Hatzad Sheyotzeh Chayav. You can't respond to the party that lost. If you think the first Bezdin made a mistake, go back to the first Bezdin. How do you know? It has to be that way. What's the reason for Beidina Basa Beidina Lo Daik? There has to be a reason. Nothing has been no reason. So let's take a look and see a reason for it. You have this, you may be able to see in front of you. In Simon Yud Beis, sure, what's quote, part of quote, I think this is actually quoted there. Yud Beis, Rebbe Osak. I'm not sure if it's here, but maybe. If it's not, it doesn't appear on your page, I'll show it to you in from the Levush on the screen. I don't know. I think it may be somewhere here, but it's probably fast for me to look for it. It's always good if you see things in the original. Let's take a look. Shulchan Aruch. The Farshim of the Shulchan Aruch. Levush. Levush. Choshen Mishpat. It's called the Ir Shushan. You know what the Levush was. Mod Chayafa. So all of his Svarim have to do with the Pasuk of Mordechai Yotzem Lefnei HaMelech Levush. That's the Levush. His name is Mordechai. So he has Chelos Vachur, Aterezov. That's a sefer on Yerodeah. And Ir Shushan, it's the last phrase, Shalom Esamecha, that's a sefer on Choshen Mishpat. You'll see it called as the Ayin Shin. It doesn't mean Ayin Sham, it means Ir Shushan. And some people see in the Yerodeah, they see Ayin Tezayin, I think it says Ayin Taz. No, it's Ater Azov. So people, two of us from that we have quoted by the name, are often confused what the really Rosh HaTevis is. Siv Beis. Okay, watch this. Acha Gemar Din, you already said, right? You're not allowed to make a pshara. You can't do it. It's too late to make a pshara. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Simeon Beis, Sif Alf. You can't do it. Not allowed. That's the Dayan Atzma. Aval Acher She'eino Dayan, someone who's not a Dayan, can make a pshara. No problem. Out of the Bezdin. Out of the Bezdin. Oh, watch this now. The very end. Ein l'dayan l'zokek l'shum din shenasek b'psak olav kvar. Shein sholom yotzim imenu. Af al pi shenosin echad amas l'dvarv shekafu l'odun v'chei agavna en l'zokek l'o. Why? The beidina basta beidina lo daiki. And he adds five words. Shem Kain Ein Ledover Sof. Just imagine. Bezin A passing one way. So I lose. I go to Bezin B, they pass in my way. You go to Bezin C, they pass in your way. I go to Bezin D, they pass in my way. You go to Bezin E, you pass in your way. I don't finish until A to Z. But go to the 22, but they didn't, and then they start the alphabet all over again in lowercase. So you'll go forever. Says of Landesman, That does not apply if Bezdin B whispers in Bezdin A's ear. There is a sof. Either Bezdin A will listen or Bezdin A won't listen. The reason the Levush does not apply if the second Bezdin is going to go speak to the first Bezdin. Where is he coming from? Baba Basradaf Kuflaman Amid Beis. Rava says, Hadranabi, I'm going to back out. I'm going to back out. Finished. I'm going to back out. If Rava's going to back out, right? Kal v'chomer, someone else can back out. And this is found, Rabosai. It's based on, obviously, Meiz Adam Zantuni, to show another Bezdin. We saw in the Sma, we just read it. How can the second Bezdin get involved? The answer is, they're going to speak to the first Bezdin. Against the Aruch HaShulchan. I told you this already on Thursday. The Aruch HaShulchan said, the only time we apply the principle of Meiz Adam Zantuni is the first Bezdin writes explicitly that they give a shush to another Bezdin to re-examine the case. He says, no, not at all. The first Bezdin will give, doesn't have to give a shush, but the second Bezdin can't override the first Bezdin unilaterally. They have to go back to the first Bezdin and whisper in their ear, we think you made a mistake. Where do you find such a thing? Of Tshuva's Tashbetz. It's in Chelek Gimel. Kuf Samachay says a beferish. Where is it? Oh, watch this. Umikomako and Koach Biad Bezin Levatal Din Shadon Bezin. Even though the first Bezin made a mistake. Let's take a look what kind of mistake they made. What happened? What happened? Shimon, right, says something. Okay. And Shimon should win because he has a chazaka. Because why? Habobi Yerusha ain't a tzorach tana. The bezin tone and the oresh of Herzl Bekarka, Betoras Kenia, and he lost the shtar, Mefur Shigamara, and Mesechta, Baba Basuk, Mem Alf. What happened? Bezin Shay Yisrael, Lo Donu came, Kemosh Niska Veshela. What was the shame? What happened? They tell you the story that happened. Reuven died, right? And he left, look at the case, a son and a daughter. The daughter had three sons. The son had four daughters. Okay? Now, what happened? Many years, the husband of the daughter was holding on to it, and his three sons, and they actually sold it to somebody. Now the daughters of the son say, wait a minute, it's all a kula shali. We know, if it's the son and the daughter, the son gets everything. The daughters of the son get everything, and the sons of the daughter get nothing. They came in front of the Bezdin, and the Bezdin, in fact, said they're right. That they're right. Now, he says the Bezdin was wrong. Because the Bezdin only took into account Yerusha. They forgot to take into account Chazaka. Now that's a Cheskas Gimel Shonim, they forgot all about it. That's a Torah's B'dvar Mishnah, if you ask me. They forgot the most basic Mishnah. Basic Din. Okay? Because the Bezin only took Skos Yerusha. Lo Ashkiach Klal in Chazaka. So he made a Torah's B'dvar Mishnah. U'mikomakom Ein Koach B'yad Bezin Levatel Din Shadon Bezin Im Lo Sheyoda Bezin Shu Torah Im Ukayim. Otherwise, Beidina Basta Beidina Lo Daiki, look in Baba Basta Kuflamet Ches, and Kuflamet, he says, you can't rip it up. The truth is, if they won't admit that they made a mistake, can't help it. You can't help it. If they're not around anymore, he doesn't give the whole story. If they died, you can't pass in the way that this sort of limbo. In any event, Sir Rav Landesman calls the Tashbeit. He made a mistake, a Torah by Mishnah B'Pshuto. And still, if he won't admit the first Bezin that he made a mistake, it's tough luck. Ad Khan, Rav Landesman, page Resh Tes and page Resh Yud. Okay, you with me so far? So back to Rav Moshe's Shuvah. There was no toss but Rav Mishnah. So therefore, the din stands, and no one can back out. Rav Moshe himself couldn't back out. No one can back out. It's for life. Unless Bezdin admits that they made a toast with our mission. That's what putting two and two together. That's what we're coming to. Fine. 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 Now, we said before the Bezdin cannot back out. We saw the Levush. Excuse me. We saw the Levush said that the second Bezdin shouldn't get involved. What about the initial Bezdin, the first Bezdin? Can they back out? Well, not really. Not really. Even the Bezdin themselves can hardly back out. We don't know. Oh. Let's go a little bit further.
Isn't it
totally with the Tos, Shiloh, that, right. So I'm talking about the case of Dvar Mishnah. So Tos, Dvar Mishnah, but the Bezdin not only can back out, they must back out. If they admit that they made a toast with Rav Mishnah, Rava can also make a mistake. Rava said, if you remember the Chazal say, Dvarim shamat lefnechem toasim b'yodi. Rava, the great Rava. So Rava is a great Rava, is willing to say the Rav Papa, you find a mistake, presumably toast with Rav Mishnah, as the Nebuk Yosef said, I'll say I made a mistake, we'll back out. Oh. Now, Rabbi Osai, it's going to take a little bit of doing. Let's take a look at the Pischei Tshuva, over here, which is a very important Pischei Tshuva. Let me read it to you. A bit complex, so I gotta admit, it's a little hard to read. I'm gonna try to figure it out. Please. We saw before the question of the kol shekein. Remember, the kol shekein gave the Sma some headaches. Didn't like the expression of kol shekein. Didn't really fit in to nicely. He gave a pshat, which is, you know, it's a nice pshat, but it's not a perfect pshat. At the end of the day, the kol shekein is from one case to another. Well, you'll do what you have to do, you'll do what you have to do, but it's not exactly the same thing. It's a little bit strange. Hold on a second. Gotta find the right place. Find the right place, we can't even get started. Hold on. Simen Yud Dalid, Rav Osai, Sivkotin Ches. Sivkotin Ches. Alright, Simen Yud Dalid, Sivkotin Ches. First thing he does is make reference to the Sma. Look inside, please. Ayin Sma, Sivkotin Chav Dalid Shakosa, Fianira Koshet, Lo Havle Lech Koshkein, Enim Shavim. What did he answer? What did he answer? He answered, it's not a perfect Koshkein. Each case has to do what you have to do to avoid suspicion. One, but he didn't say anything. Kavachom if he said something. But what you do have to do is two different things. In the first case, you have to orally give the reasons. And secondly, you have to say the facts in writing. Okay, it's not just a great shot. Not just a great shot. But he says, look in the tumim, what he says. Let's take a look. He says to look in the tumim. So instead of just assuming it, we'll look in the tumim. Urim v'tumim, tumim, simen yud dalid, sivkot and gimel. See what the tumim says. Here we go. Hiksha sma, what kind of kosh game? In one case, you don't have to write only the facts and not the reasons. Ayin Shamish the Dochak. He says it's a little bit of a dochak. It is, because, right? It's a koshken. You do what you have to do, but two different things. It's a bit of a dochak. Bemes halatu lo kasha, ki yachsvar, devo mekisvili, en kos v'makatanas, v'lo atam, lav devri akol. He thinks that Tosfos holds. No. If they hold that way, what's the kasha from Bava Metzia? Sorach lo due, demash mahol v'yesh lo makam lachshon. And in Sanhedrin, it says that you, if he asks, my kusha, hosam kosvin araya, v'kan tam adin. As a matter of fact, the Shita Mekubetzes gives that answer. That's how I answer Tosfos kasha. And why didn't Tosfos give that same teretz? Alavad lo svirle. To loshna gemara the Sanhedrin kishlu me'eda tam dantuni, mashma de gamatam odin. This chiddush that the Ramah says you don't have to give the reasons is not of agreement to that. There are those who say you have to give the reasons. Me'ez the tam dantuni. Come on, guys. The pashut pshat, the word tam, is a reason, not just the facts. So if you take the Gemara kipshuto, then you have to give the reasons too. Then it's a kolshken. It's a gavaldik a kolshken. You have to. If they say me'ez dam dam tuni, you have to give the reasons. And the smas kashal against the Ramah. Lachain tzarech lomar. The boz Ramah hold. The licht of ain't tzarech hatam. The mamanashach. Im yavo lebez na godol yavinu hatam idata. Torachas lekulam. Aba loma lo hatam. Tzrichim loma lo bepeh. Aha! All the Ramah meant was you need not write the reasons, but you must give the reason verbally. If he says kisli me'ez tam dam tuni, even there's no malkam chashad. The zel gam kein chashada to choshe shehem heviru alav haderech v'tov, made a mistake. Vos shapa loshen me'ez tam. The tzarech lomar atam. Rak ein tzarech lichtov v'tov apsak. Vos shapa v'kolshkein. Why? Chai gav no deshoal. The pshita the tzarech lomar lo bepeh kol atam. As the Bach said, you have to give the reason. V'chein nachon. Oh, so the Tum did a two-step over here. First, he says, according to Sar Mishonim, you have to write the reasons. Then he says, according to others, even the Ramah, you have to at least say the reasons. So when it says in the Ramah, no need for the reasons, you mean no need to write the reasons, because the Bezel will figure out themselves. But you got to tell the guy the reasons. So the Kol Shken is gevaldik. Ad kan the Tumim, terrific. Now we turn our attention to Pesachet Shuvah. Masik. The after and so lift of a time I didn't psak. The comma go by pay over the time. Osha shop a coach game. Chagav in the shop, she did so load the pair call at time. Ainsha? Okay, fine. Now to write. Ain she was chasam so for chech and kosher mishpat. Simon yud beish a kosa. The hod lo rotsu a smava tumu le forish be pshitus. The hive a coach game she calls the ramo. Mari bechosh do gam kain. Hey. This is a Pashat of Pshat. They're referring to a case of Choshto. Why Choshto? Because he can't, take the Gemara Bava Metzia. He passed in two apparently contradictory Pesachim, which can lead even an honest fellow to have a certain level of Chashad. V'gam Shoal Hashem Lomezatam has both Chumras. Number one is a Malkam Chashad. Number two, he asks to write it down. Why didn't they wrap the Tumim and the Smal and Pshat that way? Then it's Pashat of Pshat and Choshke. Says a chasam sova. That's even more than a koshkin. In shlomo d'shem ein ze beget the koshkin ki bechlal masai emana. It's not a koshkin. If what's the first case of baal din choshto shenot I didn't connect though? Why he passed two contradictory pesukim according to his idea? Split the money is good. Split the donkey is no good. So what I mean for koshkin and omel kisul tan from tuni. It's not a koshkin. He already said it. It's the same case. It's the same case. If he said write it, he also said say it. It's not a kosher game. The word kosher wouldn't even be wouldn't be appropriate. V'gamayach hashakosav ha-mechaber tzorach lo'diyah me'zatam dono afilim lo shoal me'melem uva mikosher and shoal u'ma hosav ramot dvas v'sayim. What, he waste the ink? So therefore he explains why the Sma and the Tumim did not explain the case of the kosher and of the Ramah, a case in where there's a real legitimate reason to suspect Dayan, because he passed in two contradictory psalm in the eyes of the person who lost both. Adkan. Okay? Now he's going to say that even though the Siman Tuma didn't like that pshat, I'm going to somehow defend that pshat, which no one said until the Chasam Sofer. The Shiv Kosav. The Nira Lekayim Perish Debed Ramo, the one that the Siman Tuma rejected. The Hinei Ben Emuka Yosef says in Ezel Neshech, Davko Im Yesh Lo Mokom Lachsho, Ava Balav Hochi Ein Elam Alagleg, Umanadina Leg, Veviu Asmag. And we saw the smag a few minutes ago. It's if cotton chav gimel, yeah, pirushim. Ki afilu shneim chachomim ubiru lahem dayana below kfiya. Hine kol echad meatzdodim goma bedato lefi iuno bedinze shedvar of tzolkim. Tilav hachilo yadam chaveru kilo birushi askinan. Ela kol echad choshed benafsho lefi dato viuno bedinze hu yotze betzedek. Each one thinks he's right. They both think they're right. Not about a Russia who knows he's wrong, is trying to win anyway. Chas v'shalom. There are such people, but these people are not one of them. But om namad dayin posik yechad mehem olifam shlokadas echad mehem against both. Then came the chora harei kan mokum chashad shor lefi yuno bedin lo yotza mishpat chazeh. He thinks it doesn't come out right. Vafilu hachi. Reuven and Shimon Tamidei Chachamim, they come to Levi or Levi Shimon Levi Yehuda Yisachar, one or three, and they pass them against one or the other, and they think that they're right, and they're all Tamidei Chachamim. Im Yahar Achar Adayim Hariyobar Nidui, even the Talmud Chacham should be put into Cherim. Ki Yadua Yadoa Yeda Shein Adam Roa Chova Liatzmo. We tell the story of the Shach, right? No. Okay, so therefore, in that case, you could chalila put in chayrim if you think that the Bezin made a mistake, because you should accept that they're right and you're wrong. But again, there's no previous reason to assume that they're playing favorites. Ach ba'uv the dekusoi baba mitzia samaptes the raw rav papa shu atzmo nosin mokum lachshod and a shipsak of sasriya hadadi the money you can split, not the donkey. That then and only then is Rav Papa required to give the reason why you cannot split a donkey and you can't split money, because money is generic and not a donkey. Watch this now. The Rav Papa should be proactive and give his reason. Mikomako, ein reshus liidach letzvoa kein mehadayim. But the one who lost has no right to ask the dayan for the reason. Al kein mechuyev. Excuse me. V'ha'azahu lo mashachosho. It's a'azah. It's chutzpah for someone to ask the dayan for the reason. V'yim yoyis ponov. And since he's exhibiting chutzpah to ask him. Loyo di eyu tamo. Amazing havamina. Daf koim some machsom the piv. Have you had the machsom the piv campaign? Did not say lashon hara. Machsom the piv. This is machsom the piv. The guy is a talmud chacham. He went in front of three chachamim, and they ruled against him. And he says, He has what to argue. He knows shach tzoyis. He knows machsom the piv. Machmas Yiris Adayinu Kvodo, he's such a big tzaddik. Oz Nochon Nefarish Atah Me'atzmo Lohotzi Atzmo Me'chashad. Then, since I gave two contradictory psokim, and despite that fact, the litigant is silent, giving proper respect and awe of the Bezdin, then you have to give him the reason. Avolo Keneged Hama'arim. But you would not give a reason to someone who asked you for the reason. Paradox. Hochi avisaka daitach. Amazing. Here's what's going on. If he asks, you don't tell him. If he doesn't ask, then you do tell him. It's gevaldik havamina. Because if he asks, he's a pshtikl in chayrim. Now, you understand it very well. We're talking about a case with mokom lachshod. But you might have thought, even if it's the mokom lachshod, then it's still, you have no right to say anything. That would have been the Havamina. why did Rav Papa say? Because he had the decency to say nothing. That's the Havamina. Of course, there's only one problem with this Havamina. One word. The word is Afilu. The last four words of the Mechaber, Sifdalet. Afilu imlo shoal. According to this Havamina, what should be? Dafka imlo shoal. Right? So what's Afilu? So Chasam Sofa has a complicated shot in the word Afilu according to this Havamina. Let's go. Pavasaka Daitach, Mashakotzev and Mechaber, Afilu lo shoal. What do you mean, Afilu? What's it going about? Hai chalape hanidon bekfir. Whoa. The Afilu goes back, Rav Osai. Not here in Sif Dalet. Not here in Sif Gimel. Not here in Sif Beis. All the way back to Sif Aleph. What did it say in Sif Aleph? The very first line, it said, Kofanos of Adon Biro. And in that kind of case, Kistamizam Tam Dam Tuni, you have to give it to him. So not only in that case do you have to give it to him, but even in this case, it's again, Klapi Anino de Kfir, the Ein Mokom Lachshod. In that kind of case, where there's no Mokom Lachshod back in Sif Aleph, being a Dafka Shoal, as it says in Sif Aleph. Okay. That's in the case of Dafka of Shoal. Here, Rabosai, in the case where there is Mokom Kshat, Abahokom and Mokom, I don't know whether the word Shain is over here, but Mokom, I would say Lachshod, without the Shain, where there is Mokom Kshat, Uvalo Kefir, Modi and Atam, says the Mechaber, according to this chat, Afilu Lo Shoal. That's the Afilu. The Afilu is going back on, now in the case of Kfir and Sif Aleph, but even in this case, also you have to Afilu Lo Shoal. But not in opposed, opposed to the case where there's no Kfir, where he has absolutely no, he's not right to open his mouth, and it's how if he opens his mouth, and therefore he wouldn't say anything if he opens his mouth. Who didn't force him to come? That's what you would have thought. Great Havamina in Chasam Sofer, the genius. Oh no. The Bemokom Sheish Lachshod, Afilu Shoal, Afagav the Heiro Lassos. He should have said nothing, because it wasn't the Kfir. Mikomakom, Kasvina Leim Ezetam. Why? Shariach Kusi Hey is Vyoma the Bosar Dide Osimar, Fafilu Hochilo Konas Rapapa Vamale Tame. Yeah. Then the Ramah says, Dohiko Shen Kosvin Ella Omrimlo Balpe Lafuke Navshe Mechashoda. Avaloma Yichdov Laharas Lachem Shiru Shen Nechashod Nize. Volomalose. The Kaman should done also below Kfiya. Since he did not force, lav kol kemine lishol etzos me'acherim, he has no ability to ask etzos from others. Akach lo yichtav v'day behoda, because it's it. He can't back out. No one can change his mind. He can't back out. No one can undo it. Avok shadano b'kfiya v'ro tzolelech bez nagado. Anyway, that's the Sif Aleph. In that particular case, we pass the contradictory psukim. And it's a Mokom Chashad, you have to write down the reasons. Ulay ayadei zeh, sheyovin abaldin atam, v'shalchinim choshto, shuv lo yelech lebez nagado. That's pshat in the Ramah. It's a brilliant pshat in the Chasam Sofer. Again, why didn't the Tumim and the Sma say pshat? That is referring to a case where there was Mokom Chashad, and you said mezim tam dam tuni. That's a redundancy. That's exactly what it said in the ratio. Yesh b'chal masayim on it. Why waste ink? No, says the Chasam Sofer. No. No. Because we're referring to two different cases, Rabbi Osai. One's a case where they came on their own, and one's a case where there was a kfiya. Let's read it one more time. I have to read this Chasam Sofer. It's a bit complicated. We'll read it all over again. A chazar. This time we'll be able to sink in our heads a little bit better. Okay? I'm not going to read the whole thing. He says, how come nobody said that pshat? So he says, I'm going to suggest, why? Because it's a waste of ink, he said. But no, I'm going to be Mekayim Pirish then. Quotes in the book of Yosef, and I'm chasming over again. It's quoted in the Sma, that a guy's Mulagleg, you put him in Chayim. Pirish Inyan. Even if they're both Chachamim, and they took Dayanim without Kfiya, each one thinks that he is right. And when they pass him against him, even though there's no kfiya, he's screaming in his head. He's saying they paskin wrong. Nonetheless, if you're mahar and the dying, you are a bar nidui. But you can't see chovah liatzma. That's fact number one. Fact number one, that a person who comes of his own to dayanim and they paskin and he thinks they're wrong, he's required to keep his mouth closed. Unless what? Is a mokum chashad. He passed it to contradictory psokim. Fine. Kusoy is unique because he passed it to contradictory psokim. He had to be menach atzma. Period. At can't stop right over here. Oh, we can still say, picking up the last few lines. Nehi deroy menachon shadayin yeforish tam amyatzma. Los riches per. If you gave a place with a contradiction, Rav Papa is required to give the reason. Mikomakom and Rishus Lidak Litzvoa Ken Meadayon. But the litigant has no right, even in a Mokum Chashad, to ask the Dayan to clarify his reasons. Because it's a Ha'oza. And if you're Meiz, Dat Grada, Dafka, I won't give you the reason. Only a Samach on the Piv. Yiras Adayan Kvodo. Then on my own, I'm proactive. But not to somebody who opens his mouth to me. That was the Havamina Pshat in the Mechaber Rabbi Osai. The question is, what is the word Afilu? Afilu Lo Shaw. We're saying now in the corner of the Havamina, if Shaw, you don't answer him. No. Here's what gets a little bit complicated. Sagadat of Mashakot of Mechaber Afilu Shaw. Hainu Kalapi Anidon B'Kfiya in Sif Aleph. A case of Kfiya. The ain makom lachshod. When is kfiya and ain makom lachshod? Two pluses, right? Not the two pluses. I shouldn't say that. Is a kfiya, which is a minus in a certain sense, but ain makom lachshod, which is a plus. Then beinan davka shol, as it says in Sif Aleph, kisvili meir the tam dantuni. That's when you need Shaw. Here, I feel him low Shaw. What's the case over here where there, that ain is a mistake? You have the word she'ain in brackets in your version? I think it's a mistake. Al-Hokam and Mokam lach Shaw. There is Mokam Chshad. Uva lo Kfiya. So each of them is one plus and one minus. There it's Kfiya and without Mokam Chshad. Here it's no Kfiya and no Mokam Chshad. Right, so you would say what? Modin atam afilu lo shoal, even though he didn't ask. But now comes the amazing vort in Chasam Sofer, who we know according to the Havamina, dafka lo shoal, avol shoal vehechsif shechoshid ladayin. You have the chutzpah to ask the dayin. Why is it a chutzpah to ask the dayin in this particular case? Because there was no kfiya. What is kfiya? You're allowed to ask the dayan. Was no kfiya, you have a chutzpah, ask the dayan. Lo yodiyeh what time? You have a chutzpah, I won't answer you anything. That's a legitimate havamim pshat nemechav. Kamash v'lon ramah, no. The b'mokom sheish lachshod, afilu shol, afal gav dehera lasas, you shouldn't have said anything. Why? Because it was shalob kfiya. Mikomakom, kasvina lemez the time. Why? Because the Kusi was also Hayes and accused him of being playing favorites in a case of Mokom Chashad, and he still told him the reason. He still told him the reason. That's the Chiddush in the Ramah of a Kolshkeim, Im Omar, Lo Kisu Me'ezet Hamdantuni, that you do, in fact, tell him the reasons. Then the Ramah says, yeah, tell him the reasons, yes. But you don't write it. You don't write it. Why? Because when do you write it? If you pass in Bikfiyah. If you pass in Bikfiyah, he has a right to go to a higher Bezdin and to slug you up. But over here, you have to write it, you have to show it to them. But over here, again, why should I write it? Because no kfiyah, lav ko kemine lishol etos me'acherim. If a case is heard without kfiyah, no other bezdin can overturn it. So I shouldn't write it, I'll just tell you about peh. But if done with kfiyah, I'm going to bezdin agadol. You have to write the reasons. You have to write the tainus anyway. Since the Mokom of Chashad, you have to anyway write the reasons. You have to anyway write the tainus. And it's Choshed. Mokom Chashad. Yichtav Gam Kein Tamo. That's the Kolshkein. You have to write the reasons in this case where what? Where there would be a kfir and plus there would be a Mokom Chashad, you would write the reasons. It'll serve a good purpose. Why? Ulay dezeh yovin abaldin shetatam v'shalchinem choshto. You're suspecting for nothing. Shuv lo yelech lebezna godo. That's pshat in Ramah, Rabosai. That's pshat in the Ramah. Amazing. Amazing pshat. Amazing pshat. Let's chazer again. What did Ramah say? It's not obvious, but it's a chiddush that you have to tell him the reasons about peh. We don't view it to be a chutzpah. And later on, the Ramah says a little bit further. Rabosai, keep going in the further. Then, since you have to write anyway the claims and the psak, you may as well write the reasons as well to keep. Maybe he'll tackle won't go to Bez Nagoro. Ava Bulavachi, no kfiyah. Ain Kos Vinlo. You don't write it, but you do have to tell him. This is a brilliant shot in the Mechab and the Ramah of the Chasam Sofer, Rabosai. Ah, my Riddick. We'll have to stop here. Mit Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue. Mit Hashem.